Our top stories this hour. Syrian rebels have reached a ceasefire deal to evacuate from the city of Aleppo in an effective surrender. The United Nations says the situation there has gone from siege to slaughter, with reports that men, women and children have been executed in their homes and in the streets. The South Australian government is to start negotiations with Aboriginal communities about treaties. It's set aside about $4 million in its mid-year budget review for a treaty commissioner to get the process moving. It's hoped the first treaty will be finalised within a year. Police say the search for a family missing off South Australia's upper southeast coast will be scaled back tomorrow. The trio's vessel failed to return to Cape Jaffa on Monday evening. Police have only found a few items on a beach north of Kingston. And a former police officer who investigated Daniel Morcombe's disappearance says more evidence should have been gathered on his killer soon after the teenager vanished. Kenneth King told the coronial inquest in Brisbane today he considered convicted killer Brett Peter Cowan a strong suspect soon after Daniel disappeared, and he passed his concerns on.